arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
And once again, a good Saturday morning. Cloudy, 37 degrees, and welcome to this morning's edition of Creative Cafe, a presentation of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Joining us, of course, in the studio this morning is your host, Kristen Chesick. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
It's a little chillier than it was, say, 24 hours ago, yes. But nonetheless, some of that precipitation, as mentioned, right along the lakeshore right now, so dry conditions, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not ready for the sleety, snowy, rainy, but I did have to break out the jacket this morning, Yeah. Well, good morning. Welcome to Creative Cafe. I have the privilege this morning to speak with Dr. Gerald Case Blanchard. He is the vocal director and music area coordinator at Kellogg Community College, and he also happens to be one of our recipients for the Gail Hoogstratton Arts Leadership Award in Education. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, can I call you Doc?
You can call me Doc. That is absolutely fine.
All right. I understand that that's what the students at KCC call you, so.
Among other names.
Okay. All right. Well, we won't use those this morning. So you're on Creative Cafe this morning. We like to ask our guests, what is your favorite morning beverage?
Coffee. 100%. As I shared with you when I walked in the studio, I actually spilled some on my sweater.
You're wearing the coffee this morning. You smell great.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Love it. So you're originally from Philadelphia.
I am.
But you've been all over the world performing. What is your background?
Well, as you mentioned, I am from Philadelphia, where I was born and raised. My family is still there. I went to school at Westchester University. That's where I got my undergraduate degree from. But I also studied briefly at Temple before moving to Michigan in 98. Studied vocal performance, conducting, and music education are my three main areas. And when I moved to Michigan, I started teaching as an adjunct instructor at Adrian College. I also taught at MSU when I was completing my doctorate, as well as Lansing Community College. And then, of course, University of Michigan, I taught there the same time I was finishing my doctorate. So sort of had a split happening. And then I eventually made my way here to Battle Creek, Michigan, where I took over the role as the director of vocal music at the college and ultimately the music area coordinator in addition to that role.
So you're a performer in your own right?
Yes. I sing a lot. In fact, last weekend I just did a night at the opera with the Battle Creek Symphony, which had about 240 plus singers in a 70-piece symphony orchestra where I sang a bunch of arias. But in addition to that, I've sang with the Philadelphia Orchestra, I've sang with the Lansing Symphony, I've sang with the Detroit Civic Orchestra, and a whole bunch of other orchestras around the country. I have traveled extensively throughout Europe, specifically in Germany. I went on two concert tours in Germany. I have performed in Italy and a few other places. So pretty busy.
You're very busy. And so it sounds like you've had a very successful performing career. So what draws you to the education as a career?
You know, it's interesting because I have several friends who are now singing at the Metropolitan Opera that I went to school with, you know, people I could literally pick up the phone and talk to. So, you know, Eric Owens is an example, international singer. And I thought that was the life that I wanted. But the opportunity came where I was asked to replace my former voice teacher when I was doing my doctorate at Lansing Community College. So he went on to teach at another institution. I went to Lansing Community College to replace his replacement, I should say, actually. And I fell in love with teaching. Now, I had already taught in public school. And when I left that, I was like, whew, okay, I'm done with that. But then I realized, you know, teaching at a university versus a college, it's very different, you know, like specifically a community college. At the university, I had to, you know, of course, keep my performance schedule up. I did a lot of research and writing. But at the community college, it was really focused on the students. And I got to know them, not only just their name and was able to assess their, you know, development, but I was actually able to build relationships with my students. And I thought, well, you know what? I kind of like this. And being in Battle Creek, I have the ability, I was able to reinstitute the opera program at the college. So we have an opera workshop. But from a performing standpoint, we have Michigan's oldest professional symphony, which is the Battle Creek Symphony,
right.
124, 125 years old, something like that now. And they are literally, their offices are in my building.
Okay.
So I was able to establish a relationship with Ann Harrigan, who was the conductor. So you had that. And then, of course, singing in Grand Rapids. I had, like, I was right at a place where I could be in Chicago, Detroit, or Grand Rapids within a couple hours easily.
Right.
So this was the perfect place for me. Teaching, all of my skill sets I'm able to utilize. And that's kind of how I fell in it. And I've been here now since 2004.
Okay.
Yeah.
2000. Okay.
I'm working on my 19th year. I'm moving in that direction.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you must absolutely love it to be working on your 19th year. And I know that they love you over at Kellogg Community College, as evidenced by the nomination that was submitted. So they are definitely singing your praises, and you have accomplished so much. I am wondering, you've been showcased also on, in addition to live performance, showcased on several albums. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yes. Well, the biggest one is with the Song of My Heart, which is my solo CD. That came out in 2004, where I did a collection of spirituals and art songs, and that has been played like everywhere. You know, it's kind of weird driving and then all of a sudden you hear your voice pop up on Sirius XM or something. But it's really exciting. But the other thing I really loved was working with the Detroit Symphony Civic Orchestra. We did a Mozart Requiem, and it was recorded in Orchestra Hall, downtown Detroit, right after they did the renovation. So I am on that recording. There's a group called the Earl Nelson Singers out of Lansing. They did a live concert recording, and I was featured on that recording. I think that was like 2012 or something like that. And then I'm on a couple other little smaller things where my voice has been dubbed over other stuff. But those are the three main ones.
Okay. All right. And these parts of your professional career, I'm assuming that you share that then, those experiences with the students, and that brings a certain richness to what you can share with them, especially if they're thinking about going into a singing career.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have many students coming out of KCC that are moving on or trying to move on to professional careers?
I have a few. I have, well, one student in particular that I'm thinking about. I know he was, he's performed, I want to say, more than I in terms of that number of countries.
Oh, okay.
You know, he worked for the cruise industry for a little bit, and then he got picked up by a company that sent him out on tours. And, you know, so he's been on Broadway. He has been in Chicago. He's been in New York's Manhattan Music Theater, like, you know, all over the place. I'm so proud of him. Trevor is his name. Then I also have another student, Jackie King, who lives in Chicago. She has her own voice studio, but she is also singing all over the place, doing some wonderful things. In terms of what I share with my students about my career, I try to share with them the things that my teachers didn't necessarily share with me when it comes to the business of being an artist. We learn about our craft, but we forget we also have to manage our business unless we want to pay a whole lot of money for somebody else to, you know, manage our careers for us.
Sure.
So we do share those things. And then I generally take my students with me on concert tours whenever I'm singing somewhere where I can bring them along. So like we've gone on, we went on an international concert tour throughout Sorrento and the Amalfi Coast of Italy. I have taken them also to Ireland. And right before the pandemic, literally right before the pandemic, we were supposed to be on a Canadian concert tour. that had already been, you know, postponed. But then we got it established. And then the second closure of the country, you know, went down, meaning Canada closed its borders and nobody really was going to be traveling and singing at that time.
Right.
So it was canceled for the second time. So I'm trying to decide, do I want to continue with our schedule? Because we do every 3 to 4 years, I'll take them on a tour.
Okay.
And the next one technically is supposed to be a Southern tour, but because we didn't do the Canadian tour, I think I want to plug that one in for 2 years from now, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see.
So how many choirs do you?
I have the Branch County Community Chorus.
Uh-huh.
And I have the Kellogg Singers, and then I also have the Conscientious Vocal Ensemble. The Vocal Ensemble is just a small group of 4 to 6 singers.
Okay.
The other two choirs are my standard, you know, choral ensembles that are connected with the college. But the community chorus is a combination of the college's relationship and Branch County.
Yeah.
So, and whenever we tour, it's always the Kellogg Community College Choral Union, and that's how we travel.
Okay. Well, Dr. Gerald Case Blanchard, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are the most recent recipient of the Gail Hoog Stratton Arts Leadership Award in Education. It's my favorite time of year at the Arts Council because we get to celebrate all of the wonderful things that artists in our community are doing. And certainly there is a lot to be celebrated within what you do over there in Battle Creek. And hoping maybe some of that comes over here into the Kalamazoo area as well. So congratulations on
that.
If you want to celebrate Dr. Gerald Case Blanchard's, or Doc, his accomplishments, you can join us at the Community Arts Awards on December 7th at 5:30 at the Gull Lake Center for Fine Arts. We will be there celebrating all the great things that all 10 of our recipients this year have done, including Doc.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll be right back.
News Radio 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
Creative expression comes in all shapes, styles, and forms. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo invites you to get involved in your local arts scene. Are you an artist, playwright, actor, musician, or photographer? Do you make your living providing creative connections for others? Or do you engage in artistic expression as a way to fulfill a need to express yourself and share your story? The Arts Council wants to hear from you. For as little as $20 a year, you can become a part of the larger community of your artistic peers, exploring resources, collaborations, funding opportunities, and more. As a service organization, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo has been proud to serve Kalamazoo since 1966. Please visit our website anytime at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. Or stop into our offices inside the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. We can't wait to meet you. This message provided by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
All right, and we're back. Welcome back to Creative Cafe. I'm Kristen Chesick, the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, and I have the privilege this morning of being joined by Bridget Fox in our studio. She is one of the 2022 recipients of the Gail Hoog Stratton Arts Leadership Award in Education. Good morning.
Good morning, Kristen. Thank you so much for the invitation to be on the Creative Cafe with you today.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming this morning.
And I can't thank you enough for this award. That's pretty amazing. I'm still in shock.
Yes.
It came as a surprise.
Oh, good. Well, we like surprises. And we also love it when our community shows their love and their support for their fellow artists. And so your nomination came from the community, so we can thank them as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're on Creative Cafe, so one of the questions we like to ask is, what is your favorite morning beverage?
Well, a couple months ago, I gave up caffeine. So I was a coffee and a tea drinker, and now I'm a decaf tea drinker, and I'm loving ginger turmeric right now.
Well, I'm glad you found a replacement. I am sorry for your loss.
But it's not just morning. It's all day.
It's all day.
I carry it with me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you found a replacement. I have yet to make that leap and probably never will for the safety of everyone around me. You're a full-time instructor with MRC Artworks.
I am.
How long have you been there?
I started right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay.
So summer of 2020.
Oh, wow.
And it was mask wearing, it was social distancing, mm-hmm. and a lot of partitions to protect our artists and our instructors. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get to, you know, see the faces of my wonderful artists, you know, for quite a while.
Right.
And so I just got to know them through their personalities and their artwork. And, you know, I'm amazed every day that
right.
I'm there.
And for those that are listening today that don't know what MRC Artworks is, can you just explain a little bit about that
program?
Sure.
We are MRC Artworks. We have a working studio and a retail gallery on the historic Kalamazoo Mall at 330 South Kalamazoo Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kitty corner across the street from you.
Right.
The Arts Council. We are a skill building program, and we've had that location since 2008 or 9, I believe.
Okay.
I've been a longtime patron of Artworks, and you know, when this position became available, I jumped at the opportunity to be a part of their everyday lives. And it's just been a very rewarding experience, yet challenging.
Right. So what do you teach?
Anything and everything that our artists are interested in learning how to do or expanding, you know, their horizon. So it could be painting, sewing, clay projects, jewelry making.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever their heart desires, you know, we help them achieve their goal.
Okay.
So it's a skill building program.
Mm-hmm.
So they learn patience, persistence, problem solving skills, and the end result is to get them community employment and awareness of how artistic they are. So we seek outside venues as well. So we have partnerships with wholesale businesses like
mm-hmm.
Water Street. We're in four of their locations. They're downtown, Oakland, Portage, and their newest location on Harrison Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're in, this is a bookstore and BookBug, Rio, regionally inspired offerings inside the Radisson Plaza Hotel.
Okay. So you can actually buy the art that your students are making.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than what we do at the studio and gallery. I don't want to compete with our own. We're also in other businesses, local businesses that love to support what we do. And
mm-hmm.
they have places for us on their gallery walls. A couple of those places are One Well, Taco Bob's on the Kalamazoo Mall, Imperial Beverage, Resilience Chiropractic, Friendship Village, the Vicksburg Public Library, and we have a new show opening soon and a new partnership with the Kalamazoo Humane Society.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And it sounds like you teach quite a few different artistic disciplines. What is your original training in?
I have formal training from the School of the Art Institute in Chicago
mm-hmm.
many, many, many years ago.
That's all right. We don't have to talk about that part.
Painting
uh-huh.
is my number one love.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what? Do you do pastels, watercolor, oil?
Acrylics. I started in oils, and I just, you know, I love the fast-paced of the acrylics.
Uh-huh.
I also write the monthly column for the Good Newspaper. The free publication that you can find at your favorite local establishment or read it online. I've been doing the Be Artful section for them, teaching the reader audience that art is for everyone for about a handful of years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. And so are you still actively painting for yourself?
I am. I am.
Oh, good.
Everybody says I'm a workaholic because once I leave my day job, my evening job continues
of
doing things on my own.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what mediums are you currently working on?
Right now, I am bringing back the original Michigan mitten ornament that I sell. And that is hand-painted clay and with the embossed white heart. And you can find those at some local businesses as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm working on wholesale right now.
You're working. Okay. Sounds like it. What's the best part of your job?
Every day is different,
yeah.
And I love that. I mean, it's very challenging, yet so rewarding. I love walking through those front doors and just being inspired. My artists truly are wonderful human beings.
Right, right. And it does, it takes a certain talent and a certain disposition, I think, to be an arts educator as opposed to just being an artist. So what advice would you give someone who maybe is an artist that's looking to get into arts education?
Just be your authentic self. Okay. Trust the process, love what you do, mm-hmm. and be willing to share your knowledge.
Gotcha. Okay. So you are one of the recipients of the Gail Hoogstraten Arts Leadership Award in Education. We're going to be celebrating you on December 7th at 5:30 at the Gull Lake Center for Fine Arts.
That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yes. And so if you're looking to RSVP, if you're a Bridget Fox fan and you need to come out and support her, you can RSVP on www.kalamazooarts.org. We've got on the Community Arts Award page, there's an RSVP button. So, Bridget, so you said you sell your work. Where can I find your work? We're heading into the gift-giving season.
I just delivered a local batch of my ornaments to Kazoo and the Mitten right on the Kalamazoo Mall.
Okay, great.
And the next stop will be Water Street. They've been a huge supporter of my art as well.
Okay. All right.
And, you can find myself and my artist artwork coming up. We've got some shows. I can do a shameless plug for them. We've got the Portage Northern Craft Show coming up on the 12th, the Maple Hill Downtown Kalamazoo Holiday Parade. We are in that this year.
Oh, you're
year.
In the parade
we
this
are in
year.
The parade.
That's
super excited.
The 18th, I think.
Or the
19th?
19th.
Saturday the 19th?
Yep.
Great.
19th and 20th. We're also in the Kalamazoo Expo Holiday Craft Show. And again, Small Business Saturday is on the 26th. And then myself and my artists have a show at the Holiday Art Market at the Bellflower.
Where's
which
the Bellflower?
Is on the corner of D Avenue and 12th Street, right off
D
of 131.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that show, when does that show take place?
That is Sunday, the 5th of December.
Okay.
Yes.
So going into next month.
Yeah.
Well, you are incredibly busy. It's no wonder that you were nominated for this award. Sounds like you're doing great work in the community. So congratulations again, and thank you again for being on Creative Cafe this morning.
Thank you, Kristen. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. Kalamazoo is rich in arts and culture. Our commercial, educational, and creative economies thrive when our community has spaces and places to connect and outlets for creative expression. The arts improve individual well-being, drives tourism, sparks creativity, and strengthens our bonds. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo provides support and resources to artists and art organizations throughout Kalamazoo County. We rely heavily on grants and donations to ensure a healthy, creative community. A donation to the Art Council provides 650 opportunities each year to artists through our programming, as well as almost $200,000 in direct support through our grant programs and sponsorships. Visit the donate page today at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. Help us amplify the arts in our community. Now you know. Please join us next week for another installment of the Creative Cafe.